We continue Bezat Hashem in our Limud in Masechet Moed Katan. We are on Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. And we are on the fourth line from the top, Amarava. This Limud is Leilui Nishmat Baruch ben Shelomo, Shelomo ben Reuven, Erez ben Miriam, Shaul ben Latifa, Sulika bat Chana, Simcha bat Ladisya, Esther bat Ladisya, Alehem HaShalom. Being that the Gemara till now spoke about some restrictions that apply to a person who is benidui, so the Gemara is going to go in fully into the topic of nidui now and to explain to us some of the basic principles relating to nidui. Amar Rava. Rava says, Menalan de Meshadrinan Shlicha de Beidina. From where do we derive that the Bedin sends a shaliach, a messenger, on behalf of the Bedin to summon, to call upon the defendant to the Bedin to appear before them before he is put into nidui? Umazmeninan leledina. And that we invite him to come to the din. So, 2 points here. How do we know that we send the shaliach and that we summon him to bedin? Dichtiv, it says in Parashat Korach, Vayishlach Moshe likro ledatan ve'la'aviram b'nei Eliyav. And Moshe sent, that means he sent messengers, to call upon, to summon Datan va'aviram to appear before them. U'minalan demazmeninan ledina. So that was a pasuk that shows us that we send shluchim. How do we know that we summon, that we invite the person, the defendant, to come and to appear? Dichtiv vayomer Moshe el Korach, ata v'chol adatecha. Moshe said to Korach, you and all your congregation, come before us tomorrow morning. So that's how we see that we have to tell the person that he is invited to come to appear for the court case. Lekame gavra rabba dichtiv lifnei Hashem. From where do we see that the defendant has to be told that he's going to appear before a great man, before Dayan so and so? Dichtiv lifnei Hashem. It says he told them ata vechol adatecha heyu lifnei Hashem, come and appear before Hashem. At uplanya, how do we know that we have to tell him you and so and so? You and the name of the other Baal Din. Dichtiv, ata vahem ve'aharon. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, you and them and Aharon. Dekav'inan zimna. How do we know that we tell them about the appointed time? Dichtiv, machar. As it says, he told them to come tomorrow. Zimna batar zimna. How do we know that a second date has to be set after the first one? If the defendant does not listen to the first summons and he doesn't come for the first date that is set, then you don't just put him in nidui automatically, you give him another chance, you give him another second date to come. How do we know? Dichtiv, it says a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Memvav, Kareu sham paro melech Mitzrayim sha'on he'evir hamoed. They cried there about Paro Melech Mitzrayim. They made a whole tumult, a whole noise. He'evir hamoed, because he has passed the appointed time. And if you look there in the context of the pasuk, that even though he passed the time, another time was given. The war with Nebuchadnezzar was pushed off to a later date. U'minalan de'i mitpakar b'shlicha de'beidina. And how do we know that if, let's say, the person who is summoned, the defendant who is invited to come to appear before Bedin, if he's mitpakar bishlicha de Bedina, if he behaves disrespectfully towards the shaliach Bedin, ve'ate ve'amar, and the shaliach Bedin comes back to the Bedin and he reports the behavior of the defendant, how do we know that that is not considered lashon hara? Dichtiv ha'ene ha'anashim ha'hem tenaker lo na'ale. When Datan va'aviram were called to come before Moshe and Aharon, So they said, "Ha'eneh, even if you put our eyes out, even if you poke our eyes out, we are not coming." So in other words, they were speaking disrespectfully to the messengers that Moshe Rabbeinu sent. And obviously the messengers reported it back to Moshe, or else how did Moshe know they said these words? Uminalan de mishamtinan. And how do we know that the one who does not obey the summons of the Bedin is put in nidui, meshamtinan? Shamta means nidui. How do we know that that is a reason to be meshamet, to put into nidui? Dichtiv oru meroz. Now this comes from Sefer Shoftim Perikhe by the Shira of Devorah. And oru is milashon arur. Meroz, we'll soon see who meroz is. The Gemara will explain later. But oru meroz, cursed is meroz, which means Devorah was saying that meroz is put into nidui because they did not come to battle, to the milchama, to the war. They were invited to come to the war to help out, to fight against the enemies of Israel at the time, and they didn't come. Therefore, oru meroz, because they didn't come. Dehachi svara degavra rabba. And how do we know that we have to tell the defendant that a gavra rabba, a great person, agreed to put him into nidui? Meaning the nidui is made by the decision of a great man. And that's what we have to tell the person. How do we know we have to tell him that the decision was made by a great man? Dichtiv, the continuation of that pasuk is, Oru meroz amar malach Hashem. So said malach Hashem. Umenalan de machreminan. And how do we know that if he fails to change, if he doesn't listen to the nidui, then we take it to a higher level and we put him in cherem, we excommunicate him in a more harsh, in a harshly manner. Dichtiv oru aror, that pasuk, after it says oru meroz amar malach Hashem, it repeats and it says oru aror, a double language of arur, of curse, which means cherem. De'achel v'shate bahade v'ka'e b'arba amod dide. How do we know that the curse and the nidui applies to anyone who eats and drinks bahade with him, or anyone who stands within his four amot? That's v'ka'e b'arba amod dide. Dichtiv yosheveha. In that pasuk, oru aror yosheveha. All the inhabitants of Meroz. So, meaning anyone who sits together with Meroz, with anyone who is in Nidui, is included in the Arur, in the curse. Uminalan de partinan chet'eh betzibura. And how do we know that we detail his sin in public, that we tell the public exactly what was the sin of the person who is being put in Nidui? Because the continuation of that pasuk is, Dichtiv ki lo ba'u le'ezrat Hashem, because they did not join to help out for the sake of Hashem, in that case over there, in the war against the enemies. The Amarula, now the Gemara explains the specific case of Meroz. The Amarula, Be'arba me'a shipure shamte Barak le'Meroz. Barak put Meroz in Nidui with Arba me'a shipure, with blowing 400 shofarot. Now, who is this Meroz? So we have two opinions here. Ika d'amri gavra rabba hava. Some say he was a great man who was put in Nidui because he didn't join in the war effort. V'ika d'amri kochava hava. And some say it was not a human being, it was a star that did not help the Jewish people in their war. Shene'emar min shamayim nilchamu ha'kochavim. Because the pasuk there says, even the stars fought for Am Yisrael from heaven. And there was one star, Meroz, that did not help. And Meroz was therefore put in Nidui, was cursed by Barak and Devorah. Umenalan de mafkerina nichse. And how do we know that the Bedin has the right to declare the property of the one who does not obey its orders as ownerless, to declare it as hefker? Dichtiv, this comes from a pasuk in Ezra, Perek Yud. Bechol asher lo yavo lishloshet hayamim. Ezra said, anyone who does not come within these 3 days, ba'atzat hasarim vehazekenim, according to the advice of the princes and the zekenim and the Sanhedrin, Yahoram kol rechusho, all his possessions will be forfeited, will be put in cherem, meaning hefker, vehu yibadel mikehal agola, and he will be separated, he will be put in cherem away from the congregation of the gola. Umenalan denatzenan velaitinan. How do we know that the bedin or the shaliach bedin has the right to fight with this person who is reluctant to come to bedin? Natzinan, to fight with him, velaitinan, and to curse him, umachinan, and to beat him, vetalshinan se'ar, and even to pull his hair, umashbeinan, and to make him take a shvua, take an oath, in order to prevent him from sinning against the Bedin, Dichtiv, as it says in the Pasuk in Nehemia, Perek Yud Gimel. Va'ariv imam va'akalelem, and I fought with them, and I cursed them, va'akemehem anashim, and I beat some of them, va'emretem, even pulled out their hair, va'ashbiem, and I made them swear to Hashem. Umenalan de kaftinan ve'asrinan ve'avdinan hardafa. And how do we know that kaftinan ve'asrinan, that we tie his hands and we chain him and we do hardafa? Hardafa, we pursue him, but it means we apply great pressure to the person. Dichtiv, it's a pasuk in Ezra, perek zayin, hen lemot, hen lishroshi, hen la'anash nichsin vela asurin, which means that the Bedin had the power to eat lemot, to put them to death, or lishroshi, we'll see what lishroshi means, or la'anash nichsin, to confiscate their possessions, vela asurin, and to put in prison. Mai lishroshi, what does that mean, lishroshi? Amar Adam Mari, Amar Nehemia Bar Baruch, Amar Avchia Bar Avin, Amar Av Yehuda. Adam Bari says in the name of Nehemia Bar Baruch, who said in the name of Rav Chiya Bar Avin, who said in the name of Rav Yehuda, Hardafa, the pasuk in Nehemia where in Ezra where it says Lishroshi, that is Hardafa, that's applying pressure. And how do we apply pressure? My Hardafa, Amar Rav Yehuda Bered Rav Shmuel Bar Shelat Mishmei De Rav. Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shelat, said in the name of Rav, Menadin Lealtar. At first, we put him in Nidui immediately if he doesn't come, right? If he misses the first time. Veshonin la'achar shloshim. And after 30 days, if he didn't change, so then again, we put him in Nidui again. That's Veshonin. Umachrimim la'achar shishim. And if he still does not do teshuvah, then we put him in Cherim after 60 days. Amar li Ravuna Bar Chinena, Ravuna Bar Chinena said, Hachi Amar Rav Chisda. This is how Rav Chisda explained the application of pressure. Matrin be sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. Before we excommunicate the person, before we put him in cherem, the Bedin warn him three times, on a Monday, on Thursday, and on Monday. And the Gemara adds, the Gemara explains, Hani mili lemamona. That only applies to the case where a person ignores a monetary judgment that was issued against him. Aval leafkiruta lealtar. But in a case where he behaves disrespectfully towards the Talmid Chacham, that's called afkiruta, then lealtar, he's immediately put into cherem. When it comes to mamona, so let's say he has to pay up a debt and he's not paying up. So we warn him three times that he has to pay up. And only then, if he doesn't, we put him in cherem. But leafkiruta, a person who's mezalzel, who acts in a way of disrespect against the Talmid Chacham, is immediately put in cherem. Hahu tabbacha deitpakar beravtuvi bar matna. There was once a certain butcher that behaved disrespectfully towards Rav Tuvi bar matna. Imnu ale Abaye veRava veShamtuhu. Abaye and Rava were both appointed to this case, and they put him in cherem Shamtuhu. Lesof azal paiseh lebaal dine. At the end, the butcher went and he appeased his baal din, meaning Rav Tuvi. He went and he asked mechila from Rav Tuvi. Amar Abaye, so Abaye asked the following: Hechi le'ebid. What should we do in this case? Lishrile, if we will release him from his cherem, lo chal sham ta'ale telatin yomim. His cherem was not in effect for the usual 30 days. Lo lishrile, if let's say we do not release him from his cherem, kaba'u rabbanan leme'al. But Rabbanan, the sages, they want to enter into his butcher shop and to buy meat. And they're not able to do so because he's in Nidui. So on one hand, he didn't fulfill his 30 days of Nidui. On the other hand, the Chachamim are also losing out by not being able to go into his store. So what do we do in this case? Amar le Ravidi bar Avin. So Abaye said to Ravidi bar Avin, Midi shemi alach beha? Did you ever hear anything regarding such a case? Amar Lei told him, yes, Hachi Amar Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi Amar Shmuel. So said Rav Tachlifa Bar Avimi in the name of Shmuel. Tut asal ve tut share. The shofar blast. Asal made put him into Nidui, and the shofar blast releases him from Vidui, which means, in other words, he was saying, blow the shofar now, and just like the shofar put him into Nidui, then the shofar will cancel the Nidui, even though 30 days did not pass. Amar le, so Abaye said to him, Hane mili le mamona. This only applies regarding monetary judgments, that we say, tut asar, tut share, aval leafkiruta. But when it comes to behaving disrespectfully against the Talmid Chacham, ad dechai lasham ta'ale telatin yomin, there cannot be any release until the Nidui was in effect for 30 days. Now the Gemara learns another point from this case. Alma kasavar Abaye, we see from here that Abaye holds, Hani betlata deshamitu. If, let's say, three particular dayanim put someone in cherem, lo atutlata achrine visharule. You can't have three other dayanim, three different dayanim come and release him. We see this from the fact that Abaye, being that he and Rava put this butcher in cherem, and he was dealing with the case of releasing him or not, and he didn't delegate it to someone else. So we see that Abaye holds that those same dayanim that put him in Nidui are the only ones that can take him out. Because before that we had a question, Hane bet lata de shamitu. If you have three dayanim who put someone in Nidui, Mahu lemetet lata achrine vesharule, can you have other people, other three dayanim come and release him? This was a question that was raised before the Chachamim. And the Gemara says, Tashema, come and hear a proof from a Braita to answer this question. Menude la Rav, menude la Talmid. It says in the Braita, one who is menude by the Rav, by the teacher of Torah, then menude la Talmid. Then this person is put in Nidui with regards to the students of the Rav as well. And therefore they're not allowed to be in his proximity either. However, the other way around, menude la Talmid eno menude la Rav. If let's say a person was put in Nidui by the Talmid because he behaved with disrespect towards him, eno menude la Rav is not considered menude with regard to the Rav. The Rav doesn't have to behave towards him in the halachot of Nidui. Menude le'iro, menude le'ir acheret. If a person, the Braita continues and says, if a person was put into Nidui by his own city, then he's considered in Nidui with regard to another city. Menude le'ir acheret. But if let's say he was put in Nidui by another city, not his own city, and no menude le'iro, he's not considered menude to his own city. Menude la nasi, menude lechol Israel. If the nasi put someone in cherem, the nasi of the Sanhedrin, then he's put in Nidui for all Israel. All Israel have to behave with him with Nidui. Menude lechol Israel, eno menude la nasi. But even if he's put in Nidui by all the Jewish people, he's not put in Nidui with regard to the nasi of the Sanhedrin. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Echad min ha-talmidim shenida v'met. If one of the talmidim who was sitting as a dayan put someone in Nidui, And then he died before releasing him from the nidui. Chelko eno mufar. His chelek, his portion of the decree of the nidui is not mufar, is not nullified. So now the Gemara says we learn a few things from this braita that we just saw. Shma minat tlat. We learn three things from this braita. Shma minat talmid shenida lichvodo niduyo nidui. First of all, we see from here that a student, a talmid, who was menade, who put someone in nidui because of an insult to his kavod, not because of any other avera, just because he insulted his kavod, his nidui is valid. His nidui is a nidui. Right? And that was from where we said, Menudeh la Talmid is not Menudeh la Rav, but he's Menudeh la Talmid. Right? So it's a valid nidui. Ushma mina kol echad ve'echad mefer chelko. Also, we learn from the wording of this braita that each and every dayan who participated in this nidui has to nullify, has to cancel his own part of the gezera of the nidui. That we saw from the last line where it said chelko eno mufar. That means each one is mefer his own chelek. And also a third thing we learn, ushma mina, and this is like what Abaye holds, what we saw previously, hane bet lata deshamitu. If you have three dayanim who put someone in nidui, lo atut lata achini b'shaule. You cannot have three other people to come and to cancel the nidui. Because, as we see from the end, it says if one of the dayanim died, then his chelek cannot be nullified. And you can't tell someone else to come and nullify it in his stead. It has to be that particular person. And unfortunately, he passed away. So we see from here that it has to be those specific dayanim who release him as well. Amar Amemar says, Hilcheta, the halacha is, Hani betlata deshamitu, atu betlata achi nevishaule. Amemar says, however, the halacha is not like what we just said, that even if you have three dayanim that put in nidui, you can have three others that come and release him from the nidui. Amar le Rav Ashi le Amemar. So Rav Ashi asked Amemar, Vehatanya, but we just learned in the Braita, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Echad min ha-talmidim shenidav ha-met, chelko eno mufar. Didn't we just say that one of the Talmidim who was one of the Dayanim who put the person in Nidui and then this Talmid died, so his share of the Nidui cannot be Mufar. My love eno Mufar klal. Doesn't it mean that it can never be Mufar? Because he died, so you can't have someone else come and release his share. So how could you say that other people can release the Nidui of other Dayanim? Lo, Amemar answers, no, that's not the understanding. It doesn't mean it could never be mufar. Ad de atu beitlata achina basharule. It means only that the decree of nidui remains until three other people come and nullify it. But it's possible to have other dayanim nullify the nidui. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a braita. En nidui pachot mishloshim yom. Nidui has to be for at least 30 days. Ve'en nezifa pachot meshiv'a yamim. Nezifa means an anger admonition, a strong, harsh warning from the bedin is no less than a period of 7 days. Ve'af al pi she'en re'aya ladavar, zecher ladavar. Even though there is no clear proof for this, but there is a remez for this in the Torah at the end of Parashat Veha'alotcha, where it says, "Shenemar ve'aviha yarok yarak befaneha." If her father would spit in her face, which means would be angry at her for what she did, haloti kalem shivat yamim, she would be ashamed for 7 days. So we see over here that nezifa, admonition, lasts for 7 days. So we learn here that there is a concept that even comes before nidui and cherem, and that is nezifa. It's a ge'ara, it's a rebuke that comes from the dayan, and it lasts for 7 days, and afterwards they see if to follow and put the person in cherem or nidui or not. So that takes 7 days. Amar Rav Chisda says, nidui she'lanu kenezifa she'lahen. Our nidui, our means in Bavel, Rav Chisda was in Bavel, our gezerah of Nidui in Bavel has the power of Nezifa Shelahem, of the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. Which means the Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael, they had a direct smicha all the way up to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they had the title of Rabbi, as we know, that only those in Eretz Yisrael were called Rabbi, not just Rav. So therefore, there, Nezifa and Nidui carries more weight. It's stronger than in Bavel. So Rav Chisda says, our Nidui is on the level of their Nezifa in Eretz Yisrael. U Nezifa didhu shiv'a vetulo. So the Gemara asks, and the Nezifa of the Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael is only 7 days and not more? V'harabi Shimon barabi ubar kapara havuyatvi v'kagarsi. We had a story, didn't we have a story of Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and Bar Kapara were sitting down and they were studying Torah. Kashya lehu shema'atata. They had a difficulty with a certain halakha, they had a kushya. Amar le Rabbi Shimon e Bar Kapara. So Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi, told his chavruta Bar Kapara, davar ze tzarich Rabbi. For this, to understand this sugya, we need my father, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, to explain it. Amar le Bar Kapara le Rabbi Shimon. So Bar Kapara told Rabbi Shimon, and it was a little bit, it was said with a tone of disrespect, Umar Rabbi Omer bedavar ze, and what can your father, after all, say in this issue? Meaning, he can't help us either. Azal amar le leavua. So Rabbi Shimon went and he reported this to his father. Ikpad, and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi became upset. So when Bar Kapara came at some point later to visit Rabbi, Amar le, Rabbi told him, Bar Kapara, eni makircha meolam. Bar Kapara, I do not know you at all. I don't recognize you. So Bar Kapara understood that that Rabbi took the remark that he made earlier to heart. Yada denakat milta bedate. He understood that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi took the statement to heart and he was insulted. Nahag nezivuta benafshe telatin yomin. He on his own, he behaved as if he was nazuf, as if he was admonished for 30 days. He took upon himself nezifut for 30 days to be mechaper on hurting the feelings of Rabbi. Shuv pa'am echad, and another case, Gazar Rabbi shelo ishnu latalmidim bashuk. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi made a gezera that the students should not be taught in the shuk, only in the Bet Midrash. They shouldn't be taught Torah in the marketplace. My darash, and what was the pasuk that he used as a drasha for proof for this gezera? A pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Hamukei Yerechayich kemo chala'im. Hamukei Yerechayich, your thighs are like jewels. Now, mayarech beseter, just like a thigh, is usually hidden and covered up with clothing. Aftivre Torah baseter, so too the words of Torah should also be covered, should also be hidden and learnt in a private way. The pasuk is talking about Torah because the full pasuk is chamukei yerechayich kemo chala'im maase yedei oman. Maaseh yedei oman, the work of the hands of oman, of artist. The Torah is the work of the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like chamukeh yerechayich, chamukeh means covered, yerechayich, your thighs, so too the Torah has to be baseter. So that was the gezera of Rabbi, not to teach in the shuk. Yatzah Rabbi Chiya v'shana lishne ben echav bashuk. However, despite the gezera of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbi Chiya went out and he taught two of his nephews Torah in the shuk, in the marketplace. Which nephews? Lerav uLerav Bar Barchana. He taught Rav. Rav was the nephew of Rabbi Chiya, who, by the way, Rabbi Chiya was the nephew of Rabbi himself, of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. But so Rabbi Chiya taught Rav, his nephew, and Rav Bar Barchana, his nephew, bashuk. Shama Rabbi. Rabbi heard about this. Ikpad. He was angry with Rabbi Chiya. Ata Rabbi Chiya leitchazuyele. When Rabbi Chiya came later to visit Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Amar le, Iya, mi kore lecha bachutz? So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi said in a way, in a mocking tone, he said to him, Iya, he didn't even call him Iya. Iya, who is calling you outside? In a way, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was hinting to Rabbi Chiya that he should leave the home. He should leave his house. Who's calling you outside? Yada denakat milta vedate. So from this, Rabbi Chiya understood that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi took the matter to heart, that he was insulted. Nahag nezivutah benafsheh telatin yomin. And he himself also conducted himself in a way of nezifut, of being admonished by the Rav for 30 days. Beyom telatin, on the 30th day, shalachle, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi sent him the following message. Ta, come and visit me. Hadar shalachle delalete. And then, a little later, he changed his opinion and he sent him another message telling him delalete, that you should not come. So what's going on here? Meikara maisavar ulvasof maisavar. What was Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi thinking in the beginning when he said come, and then afterwards when he said don't come? What's going on? Meikara savar miktzat hayom kekulo. Ha! In the beginning, when remember, this was on the 30th day. So on the 30th day, in the beginning of the day, Rabbi Yehuda told him come because he thought miktzat hayom kekulo, that part of the day is like the entire day. And since the 30th day already began, so Rabbi Chiya's time of 30 yom of nezifut ended. Ulvasof savar, but then he changed his mind and he held lo amrinan miktzat hayom kekulo. We don't say that part of the day is like the entire day, and therefore he said no, don't come just yet. You have to wait for the entire day to pass. Lesof ata. In the end, Rabbi Chiya came on that day. Amar le, so Rabbi Chiya said, so Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi told Rabbi Chiya, Amai atit, why did you come? Amar le, he said to him, Dishalach li mar delete, because you sent me a message that I should come. So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi said, Vehashelach shalchi lach delalete, but I sent you afterwards that you should not come. Amar le, he told him, Oi, I'm sorry, ze ra'iti veze lo ra'iti, I only saw the first message, I didn't see the second message, got lost in the shuffle. Kare ale, so Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi said a pasuk about Rabbi Chiya, a pasuk in Mishle. Birtzot Hashem darche ish, gam oivav yashlim ito. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu is happy and pleased with the ways of a person, so he makes sure to it that even his enemies make peace with him. So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was saying that Rabbi Chiya deserved here, he received siyata dishmaya from Hashem to come earlier than he should have, and that was mina shamayim ashgachat, to show that Hashem is pleased with him. However, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi asked Rabbi Chiya, "May ta'ama avad mar hachi? What's the reason you acted in such a way to ignore my instruction not to teach Torah in the shuk? Why did you go out and teach?" Amar le, Rabbi Chiya told Rabbi, said, "Well, what can I do? It's a pasuk in Mishle, dichtiv chokhmot bachutz." Tarona, which means chokhmot, the wisdom of Torah, has to be crying out aloud in the streets, has to be called out, bachutz, tarona, milashon rina, has to be called out in the streets. I have to teach Torah barabim. Amar le, so Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi told him, I see im karita lo shanita. I see, if you read this pasuk one time, you definitely didn't read it twice. Vim shanita lo shilashta. And if you read it twice, you definitely didn't read it, look it over three times. Vim shilashta, and even if you read it three times, lo pirshulach. I see that they didn't explain this pasuk to you clearly, because you don't understand it. Chochmot bachutz tarona, the pasuk that chochmah of Torah calls out outside, kederava, should be understood according to the explanation of Rava. The Amarava, Rava said, kol ha'osek batorah mi bifnim, Torato machrezet alav mibachutz. Anyone who occupies himself with learning Torah mibifnim, inside, which means in the privacy of his home, one day his Torah is going to proclaim his greatness outside, and it will be revealed to everyone. As we saw in our history many times, great gedolet Torah that for the beginning of their life, they were private and nobody knew about them, and they were amel batorah privately, baseter, and eventually they became famous and great gedolei hador. But the Gemara asks, V'haketiv, but doesn't it say in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Memchet, Lo merosh baseter dibarti, Hashem said to Am Yisrael, in the beginning I did not speak to you secretly, which means the Torah was taught with fanfare outside in Har Sinai, with kolot ubrakim, not baseter, not in hiding. So doesn't this imply that the Torah should be taught and proclaimed out in public? So this is against the pirush that we saw before. Answers the Gemara, Hahu biyomei dechala. That is specifically referring to the days of Kala, which means Yarche Kala, when everyone gathers to learn Torah together during the months of Elul and Adar in the olden days, in the time of the Amoraim. The months of Elul and Adar was when all the working people as well would come to listen to Shiurei Torah. So this, at this specific time, not only is it permitted to teach Torah publicly, but it's actually recommended to do so. So therefore, that's what that pasuk, lo merosh baseter dibarti. But normally, Torah has to be taught and learned in a more tzanua, in a more modest way. V'Rabbi Chiya, haicha mukei rechaich mai avidle. So now, Rabbi Chiya, who held not like that, what does he do with the pasuk of Chamukei Rechaich? Remember from that pasuk in Shir HaShirim we learned, just like Yerechaich are baseter, so to Torah is in covering, in seter. What does Rabbi Chiya learn from that pasuk? Mukilah bitzdaka b'gmilut chasadim. He explains that pasuk that it refers not to the study of Torah, rather to acts of tzedakah and gmilut chasadim, charity and kindness, that these are things that should be done baseter, are definitely better for them to be performed in private. Now, all of this, if you remember, was brought as a question to what we said before. We said before that nezifa is only for 7 days. So the Gemara asks, but alma nezifa didhu telatin yomin? We see from all these stories that the nezifa in Eretz Yisrael was for 30 days. So how do you say 7 days? Answers the Gemara, nezifat nasi shane. The nezifa of a nasi, don't forget Rabbi Yehuda nasi, he was the head of the Sanhedrin. A nezifa from him is different. So then that goes for 30 days. But a regular nezifa of a dayan, that is only for 7 days. Now, if you remember, the Gemara said nezifa didhu is 7 days, which means the nezifa in Eretz Yisrael is for 7 days, aside from a nezifa of the nasi, which we just learned is 30 days. So the nezifa in the day of the dayanim of Eretz Yisrael is 7 days. So what about the nezifa didan kamahave, the nezifa of dayanim in Bavel? How long is it for? Just like we saw by nidui, the Gemara said before, our nidui in Bavel is as long as nezifa ditu, which means only for 7 days. So nezifa of Bavel, how long would that be? Answers the Gemara, chad yoma, only 1 day. Ki had de Shmuel umar ukva. The Gemara relates to us the case of Shmuel and mar ukva, the resh galuta mar ukva. Ki havuyat vi garsi shemata. One time when they were sitting and learning halacha. Havayatev mar ukva kame de Shmuel berachok 400. Mar ukva would behave with great respect and reverence towards Shmuel, as though Shmuel was his Rebbe, because he was greater than him in Torah. So when he would sit and learn Torah, he would sit with a distance of 4 amot from him, as a sign of kavod. V'chi havo yatve bedina. But when they would sit in judgment, that's when they would sit in learning. But when they sat as dayanim to sit in judgment, yativ Shmuel kamed mar ukva berachok 400. Then Shmuel would show kavod to mar ukva and would sit 4 amot distance from him, because mar ukva was the resh galuta, he was the chief dayan. So Shmuel gave him that kavod. Vehavo chayki leduchta lemar ukva betzifta. However, even as they were sitting as dayanim, still, they would lower the mat upon which Mar Ukva sat, they would lower it a little bit, He would sit on a lower level than Shmuel. Ve'yativ ilaven, he would sit on it. Ki hechi delishtam'an mile, so that he would hear the words of Shmuel better, the words of Torah of Shmuel, even when they were engaged in dayanut, in judgment. Kol yoma hava melave le'mar ukva le'shmuel ad ushpize. And every day Mar Ukva would accompany Shmuel to his home, just as a Talmid would do to show honor towards his teacher. Yom achad itrid bedine. One day, Mar Ukva was itrid bedine. He was so preoccupied with a certain case of Dayanud that came before them, so he didn't realize that hava azel Shmuel batre, that Shmuel was walking behind him. In this case, Shmuel was showing him respect because he was the Resh Galuta. But he didn't. But normally Mar Ukva would not let that happen. He would actually accompany Shmuel. But here he didn't realize. And all of a sudden he realizes afterwards, Ki matale vete, when he reached his home, when Mar Ukva reached his home, and all along Shmuel was walking behind him, so Shmuel told Mar Ukva, he said, Lo nagah lach, is it not enough for you that I walked you till here? Lishri li mar betigre. Can mar release me from my obligation so I could go home? Yada denakat milta bedate. So Mar Ukva understood that Shmuel was insulted here. Nehag nezivuta benafshech ad yoma. And he conducted himself in nezivut for one day as a self-imposed punishment for hurting the feelings of Shmuel. Hahi iteta dehavat yatva bishvila. There was a certain woman that was sitting alongside a path. Havat pashta kara. Her leg was extended. Vikam menifa chushlae. And she was sifting barley. Vahava chalef ve'azel tzurva merabanan. And a Talmid Chacham passed by her on this path. Vela ikaname, and she didn't make way for him. She didn't move her leg to make room for him to pass. Amar kama chatzifa hahi iteta. So he said, this Talmid Chacham said, how rude is that woman? She's a chutzpanit. So at that point, when the woman heard those words, she thought, maybe I was just put in nidui by this tzuva mirabanan, atay lekame de Rav Nachman. So that woman went to Rav Nachman to ask if that's considered nidui. Amarla, so he told her, mishamat shamta mipume. Did you hear from him explicitly say the word shamta, cherem? Did he say it with his mouth? Amralelo, she said no. Amarla, he said to her, then you're not in nidui. But zili nehugi nezifut achat yoma benafshech. All you should do is go and observe one day of nezifut, since it definitely appears that you hurt his feelings. And in order to be mechaper for the bizayon of Talmid Chacham, you should be in nezifut for one day. But no nidui was placed on you. Zutra Bartuvia havaka pasek sidra kameder of Yehuda. Zutra Bartuvia was reading the Sidra, the Parasha, before Rav Yehuda. Not just the Parasha of Chumash, but he was going reading through all the Parashiot of the entire Tanakh in front of Rav Yehuda. Kimata lehai pesuka, when he reached the following pasuk in Shmuel Bet, Perek Av Gimel, ve'ele divrei David ha'acharonim. And these are the last words of David, David HaMelech. Amarle, so he told him, Zutra Bartuvia asked Rav Yehuda, Acharonim, these are the last words, Michlal de'ika Rishonim. So that means that there were first words, Rishonim Maininhu. What first words of David is this referring to? Because before it only mentions David's songs, but not his words of Nevu'ah. So here, when it's saying in the Pasuk, it's telling us the words of Nevu'ah of David, it calls it Divrei David Ha'acharonim. Mashma, that there were first words of Nevu'ah said by David. What were they? Shatik vela amarle vela midi. Rav Yehuda remained silent. He didn't tell him anything. Hadar amarle. So again, Zutra Bartuvia thought that maybe Rav Yehuda didn't hear him. So he repeated, Hadar Amar, he said again, Achonim, Bichlal Deika Rishonim, Rishonim Maihi. It says here, Achonim, Mashma, that there were first ones. What were the first ones? Amar Le, so he said to him, Mai Datach, Delo Yada Pirusha Dehaikra, Lav Gavra Rabahu? What do you think, that anyone who doesn't know the meaning of this pasuk is not a great man? Why are you stressing that I don't know the answer to this question? Oh, yada denakat milta vidate. So Zutra Bar Tuvia felt that he was insulting to Rav Yehuda. He felt that Rav Yehuda was insulted by him. Nahag nezifuta benafshech had yomei. He conducted himself benezifut for one day. And now the Gemara is curious. Vidatan Allah. Now that we come to this issue, miha acharonim michlal di karishonim. So, bottom line, the word acharonim shows that there were first ones. Rishonim mahi. Can we please find out what are these rishonim? Answers the Gemara. It's in Shmuel Bet Perekav Bet. Vaydaber David Lashem et divrei hashira hazod beyomitzil Hashem oto mikaf kol oyevav. Umikaf Shaul, and David spoke to Hashem these words of Shira on the day when Hashem saved him from the hands of his enemies, from the hands of Shaul. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that that Shira is also referred to as Divrei, as words. It says Vaidaber. So those are the Dvarim HaRishonim of Nevuah of David HaMelech. The Gemara explains, Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid, Hashem said to David, David, Shira ata omer al mapalato shel Shaul. You're saying Shira, you're saying a song over the fall of Shaul. Il male ata Shaul vehu David, ibati kama David mipanav. You should know Shaul was a great man. If you would have been Shaul and he would have been David, I would have destroyed many Davids before him. Which means, even though I made a gzera that the kingdom of Shaul could not continue, but as an individual, he was a great person. He was even greater than you. Unbelievable statement here the Gemara is making that Hashem said to David HaMelech. Hainu dichtiv. So in response to this sort of nezifut that David heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when David wrote the following mizmor in Perek Zayin of Tehilim. Shigayon le David asher shar l'Hashem al divrei kush ben yemini. Shigayon le David. Shigayon is like shigia. Regarding the mistake of David when he sang to Hashem in the matter of Kush ben Yemini, referring to Shaul. So the Gemara says, Vechi Kush Shemo, is Kush the name of Shaul? Vahalo Shaul Shemo, his name is Shaul. What's this Kush? Ela, ma Kushi meshune be'oro, af Shaul meshune be'ma'asav. In fact, this is said as a praise to Shaul HaMelech. Just like a Kushi, just like a native of Africa, a black person, is meshune be'oro. He's distinguished by his dark skin. He stands out. Af Shaul meshune be'ma'asav. So too Shaul was distinguished by his actions. He stood out with his tzidkut and with his ma'asim tovim. And that's why David used the word shigayon to show that he admitted that he made a mistake when he sang a song of praise over the downfall of Shaul. Kayotze b'davar ata omer. The Gemara says similarly, we explain a different pasuk. It says, at the end of Be'alotcha, regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, when Miriam and Aharon spoke against Moshe, Al odot ha'isha ha'kushit asher lakach, regarding the Kushit woman that he married. V'chi Kushit Shema, so the Gemara says, was she a Kushit? V'halot Tzipora Shema. Moshe married Tzipora, that was her name. Ela ma Kushit meshuna be'ora, just like a Kushit is distinguished by the color of her skin, af Tzipora meshuna b'maaseha. So to Tzipora was distinguished by her deeds, as we said before, by Shaul. Kayotze b'davar ata omer. And similarly, another pasuk is explained in Yirmiyah Perek Lamed Chet. It says, Vaishma eved melech hakushi. And the eved of the melech hakushi heard. V'chi kushi shemo? Is the Melech, is he called Kushi? V'alo Tzidkiyah Shemo, he was the King Tzidkiyah. Ela ma kushi meshune be'oro, af tzidkiya meshune be'ma'asav. Just like a kushi is distinguished by his dark skin, so too tzidkiya was distinguished by his tzidkut, by his righteous ways. Kayotze v'davav ataomer. And similarly, another pasuk is explained this way. And this one describes all of Am Yisrael. A pasuk in Amos, Perek Tet, we read it in one of the haftarot of the year. Haloch yivne chushiyim atem li bet Yisrael. Listen to this praise that Hashem praises Am Yisrael. You are to me like kushim. What kind of a praise is this? V'chi kushiyim sheman? Are they kushim? Balo Yisrael sheman. We are called Yisrael. Elama kushi meshune be'oro, af Yisrael meshunim be'ma'asehem mikol ha'umot. Just like the kushi is distinguished by his dark skin, so to the Jewish people are distinguished with their actions. They are different from all the nations of the world. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Shmuel Bar Nachmani says in the name of Rabbi Yonatan, Mai dichtiv, Ne'um David ben Ishai, un'um agever hu kam'al. This is a pasuk in that perek of Shmuel Bet that we mentioned previously, of Divrei David ha'acharonim. So it says there, Ne'um David ben Ishai, the saying of David, the son of Ishai, un'um agever hu kam'al. The saying of the one who raised up Al, on high. What is this? What is Ne'um Agever Ukam Al? The Gemara explains, Ne'um David Ben Ishai Shehekim Ula Shel Teshuvah. These are the words of David Ben Ishai who lifted up, who brought up the Ula Shel Teshuvah, the yoke of Teshuvah, which means through the actions of David HaMelech, he taught the power of doing Teshuvah and he inspired other people to take upon themselves the burden of doing teshuvah. That's called Hekim Ula Shel Teshuvah. Now, in that perek, it continues, the pasuk continues and says the following. Amar Elokei Yisrael. The God of Israel said, Li Diber Tzur Yisrael. The Rock of Israel spoke to me, David says. Moshel Ba'adam Tzadik Moshel Yirat Elokim. Moshel ba'adam tzadik, the one who rules over people is a tzadik, and he rules with fear of Hashem. What's this pasuk saying? Mai ka'amar, what's the pasuk saying? Amar Rabbi Abahu says, Hachi ka'amar, famous statement from Chazal, this is what the pasuk is saying. Amar Elokei Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Yisrael says, Li diber tzur Yisrael. David says, the Rock of Israel, meaning Hashem, spoke to me saying, Ani Moshel ba'adam. I, Hashem, I rule over man. Mi Moshel bi, but who rules over me? Hashem says, Kivyachol, who can rule over Hashem? Tzadik. It's the tzadik, it's the righteous person who can rule over Hashem. What does that mean? She'ani gozer gezera u'mevatla. Even if Hashem, I issue a decree, I make a gzera, but the tzaddik, with his ma'asim tovim and with his tefilot, he's able to be mevatla, he's able to nullify it. The pasuk there in Shmuel Bet, Perek Kav Gimel, continues and says, Ele shemot ha-giborim asher le-David. These are the names of the warriors or of David. I'll read the pasuk in its entirety. Yoshev bashevet tachkemoni rosh ha-shalishi hu ha-adino ha-etzni al shmone meot chalal bepam echat. That's the entire pasuk. And it although the pasuk began by saying it's going to list names of the warriors, not all of the words sound like names. So what is the inner meaning of this pasuk? Mai ka'amar? Amar Rabbi Abahu says, Hachi ka'amar. This is what the pasuk is saying. Ve'ele shemot gevurotav shel David. This is a list of the names of the gevurot, of the mighty deeds of David. These are not just names of people, but they are descriptions of the ma'asim tovim of David HaMelech. And now Rabbi Abahu goes ahead to explain each word of the pasuk. Yoshev bashevet. That means the following. B'sha'a she'aya yoshev b'yeshiva, Lo haya yoshev al gabe karim uksatot el al gabe karka. When David would sit in the yeshiva, in the Bet Midrash, he would not sit on comfortable chairs or on pillows and cushions like an important person would do. Out of anava, he would only sit on the karka, on the ground, like everyone else, like all the other Talmidim. Dekol kama dehavarabeh ira haya iri kayam, because as long as his Rebbe, David HaMelech's Rebbe, ira haya iri, as long as he was kayam, as long as he was alive, hava matne lehu lerabanan al gabe karim uksatot. Ira haya iri would teach the Rabbanan in the Beit HaMidrash while sitting on pillows and cushions. Ki nach nafshe, when Ira haya iri passed away, hava matne David lerabanan, hava yatev al gabe karka. When David HaMelech took over his Rebbe and he would teach the Rabbanan, he would still continue sitting on the ground. Amru le litev mar akarim uksatot. And the people told him, please, Rabbeinu, sit on pillows and blankets, karim uksatot, and cushions. La kabil ale. He didn't accept it upon himself out of his humility. He did not want to use that to appear like he's the teacher of the Jewish people. So that's Yoshev Bashevet. He continued sitting on the karka. The next word, tachkemoni. What does that mean? Amarav. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, Ho'il ve'ishpalta atzmecha. Since you humbled yourself in such a way, tehe kamoni, you are going to be like me. Tach kemoni is like tehe kamoni. She'ani gozer gezera ve'ata mevatla. How is David like Hashem? That even if Hashem issues a gezera, Hashem, David HaMelech with his tzidkut is able to nullify it. The next word, Rosh HaShalishim. Tehe Rosh Lishloshet Avot. Hashem continued saying to David as a result of his anava, Tehe Rosh Lishloshet Avot. You will be the head of the three avot of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Hu Adino Ha'etzni. The pasuk continues. What is that? Kesheaya Yoshev Osek Batorah, when David HaMelech would sit and learn Torah, Haya Me'aden Atzmo Ketolat. He would make himself soft like a worm with anava while he learned Torah. Ubesha'a sheyotze la'milchama. So that's Adino. Adino means he was Adin. He was soft like a Tolat when he learned Torah. But then Ha'etzni, Besha'a sheyotze la'milchama, when he would go out to war, Haya makshe atzmo ka'etz. He would make himself as strong as a tree. And then the pasuk continues, Al shmone me'ot chalal bepa'am achat. With 800 people that he killed in one shot. What does that mean? Shaya zorek chetz, he would throw an arrow in the air, umapil shmone me'ot chalal bepa'am achat. And he would kill 800 people at one time. Ve'haya mit'aneach al matayim. And he would feel bad over the 200 that were missing. From what the pasuk says, "Dichtiv echa yirdof echad elef." The pasuk says that one man will chase 1,000, and he only killed in one shot 800. So he would feel bad over the missing 200. Why he wasn't zochet to kill them? Yatzta bat kol ve'amra. The bat kol, a heavenly voice, came out as an explanation, saying to David HaMelech, "Well, rak bidvar Uriah hachiti." That's a pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Perek Tedvav. Except for the matter of Uriah hachiti, the story of Bathsheba, which means, had David not committed that sin, then yes, all the promises mentioned in the Torah would have been fulfilled entirely through him, and he would have been able to kill 1,000 in one shot. The fact that he was lacking was because of the one avera that he did, bidvar Uriah hachiti. We'll stop here for today. We'll continue from Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bezat Hashem tomorrow, where the Gemara goes back to the sugya of Nidui. We should hear always Besorot Tovot.